You're with SBS Radio.
Isa sa katangi-tangi sa Ballarat ay ang programa nitong nakatuon sa pagsigurong mamuhay ng maayos at masayang mga migrante sa kanilang pagsisimulang muli. Ang City of Ballarat ang unang lunsod sa Victoria na bumuo ng tinatawag na Intercultural Program kung saan mayroong mga kinatawan ang bawat komunidad migrante upang maitaguyod ang pagkakaisa, pagkakaunawaan at pakikipag-ugnayan sa loob at labas ng sari-sarili nilang komunidad. Si Francis Salenga, ang coordinator ng Intercultural Services mula City of Ballarat.
We have an intercultural ambassador program in Ballarat. And so far, we have trained 50 intercultural ambassadors to date. We commenced in 2009, I think, in terms of the program. And it has been successfully received and recognized by community and even state government for the work that our volunteer intercultural ambassadors do in the city. They promote Ballarat to be a livable, safe city, and it's a place where people can live, you know, study, play, and build families. And that's what intercultural ambassadors do. They promote the cities, they promote our city, but at the same time, they also see to it that migrants are not isolated. They provide links in terms of their communities, and they engage with communities, and so that people will feel that they are accepted if they are new in Ballarat, and they feel Ballarat to be home.
Ang programang ito ay nanomina para sa Human Rights Government Award ng taong 2018. Ito ay kinilala para sa mga gawain nito sa pagtaguyod ng multikulturalismo, kabilang ang programa at strategiya nitong Cultural Diversity Strategy na nabuo ng taong 2009 upang makatulong sa pagharap at wakasan ng kaganapan ng rasismo at ipakita ang mga benepisyo ng isang multikultural na komunidad. Sa pamamagitan ng programa, naiugnay nito ang mga komunidad at pangangailangan ng bawat migrante.
We also have a strategic plan, which is, I think, our guide, very important guide in promoting the lives for migrants in Ballarat. We assist them, we promote our activities so that they can access our activities and feel at home in Ballarat.
Ano mga opportunities na available dito sa Ballarat?
Well, we have employment opportunities. In fact, in the intercultural employment pathways program, we are in contact with 35 potential employers. But it's really not easy because you have to match the skills of people who are looking for work, and of course the requirements of the various businesses that we deal with. But we're lucky because we're funded by state government and the City of Ballarat, and also through partners like Ballarat Regional Multicultural Council, and we work together to assist migrants get into employment. Because to me, I think one of the most important things that will provide self-confidence and an assurance of a better life is getting employed and being in a workplace where you feel accepted, even if you're a migrant, because we're all the same. And recognize for the different skills and talents that you can
offer.
Ito
ay isang oportunidad upang mapag-alaman kung ano-ano ang mga maaaring gawin upang may akma ang tamang kasanayan sa mga trabaho na maaaring applyan.
It bridges the gap because an example would be the ambassadors. The ambassadors have contacts from their different cultures. So they bring people to us and they tell us this group of boys or this group of men and women are looking for work. But when we have a chat one-on-one, they tell us that their educational qualifications are not, for example, not recognized in Australia. So we need to look into that. And these are the things that we do to help them get into the workplace in Australia, in any workplace in Australia. So you know, the ambassadors are our bridges. They link us to contacts. They link us to even the issues and challenges of what people experience out there. So we can look into council which unit can actually address any issue. If it's an issue that relates to the elderly, then we have to direct them to our aged care services. Some migrants do not know that we have aged care services. There are interpreting services as well, which they can access if they can not understand any reading material or any document that they would like to look into. So these are the very basic things that, you know, migrants need. But if council offers any service, ambassadors can provide that link in terms of how to understand the service, how to access the service, and what the service can cover.
Mm-hmm. Specific po ba yung mga programs na to?
Some are specific programs that are driven through federal and state government, and there are some specific programs as a result of our unit programming that are promoted and accessed by migrants. So in the case of sports, we have a sports and rec division in
sports recreation.
In Ballarat. So we go out and tell our ambassadors there are sports facilities in Ballarat that you can access, because you need to play as well. You don't only need to work.
Do you advertise this program?
Yeah, we have this. So we have My Ballarat magazine, this one, and this magazine promotes and provides information about several services that our council offers. So it might be child services, maternal services, intercultural services, library services, things that we do out here in the library, promote multiculturalism. We support people from a cult background. So people should know about all this so that they can access.
Tinutugunan nito ang mga maaaring puwang sa kaalaman ng mga bagong dating na migrante sa proseso at paghanap at apply para trabaho.
Number one barrier is the English language. When people apply for work, they need to be at least proficient in English, spoken English, and a very good understanding of occupational health and safety, which is not really very emphasized in other migrant countries. The other barrier is, of course, the nuances and the challenges of the Australian workplace, which is so different from our workplaces in different countries. And to me, we start first things first. Even the application in terms of seeking for employment is so different in Australia. We have a different set of selection criteria which we must address. And if you do not address that, you won't be able to get a job. So it's so different in terms of the structure and in terms of the way we apply for jobs and the way we work and behave in workplaces in Australia. So that these are the barriers that we would like to bridge so that people will feel more confident and more fit for the workplaces in Australia.
Ipinaliwanag ni Frances Alenga ang proseso ng programa.
They sign up for the program, at the Intercultural Information Desk. You can approach the desk and they will give you the application form and we can look into your application and see if your skills or your talents have, you know, can match some of the needs of the different companies that we are in touch with. We also work very closely with Council's Economic Development Unit. So in terms of that information sharing, we're able to seek for employers who might be looking for some of the talent that we've got in our database. I guess that's the most important program at the moment because people need jobs. Mm-hmm. And it's not also easy at the same time to roll out the program because you have to match skills and it takes a little time. So your outcomes are not fast track. They really go, they come slowly, but when they get jobs, they are good jobs. Like I said earlier, we have different it's a different way of recruitment in not only in Ballarat but in Australia in general. Interviewing skills is important in terms of the way we will coach them. We will give them the Australian way of answering questions. We will also assist them and look at the way they respond to selection criteria. So I guess if you give them all that, you know, knowledge in terms of how they will get there, we are providing them good pathway for them to be able to respond to the needs of our employers.
Ayon sa coordinator ng Intercultural Services mula City of Ballarat, Frances Alenga, isa sa mga natulungan ng programang ito ay isang Pilipina.
A very good example would be Katrina. Katrina is a Filipina. So she was part of the, and she will be featured in My Ballarat for the next issue. She's a Filipina. She came to apply for work in council. We coached her, and then we matched her skills with the unit in council that required her skills. She got a skills in. She got a job in customer service. She's a full-time employee now.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.